from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who can't get enough of rewriting Katy Perry songs when he thinks of it, which is, you know, inconsistently. But it's time for the podcaster that if he sang a song, it might have a chorus that would say, "Let me hear you purr," because it's time for Sleep With Me. I can't stop. I got a goofiest look on my face you would ever see, because it's time for the podcast to put you to sleep. And if I could just have your attention for a few minutes while we talk about the sponsors that make tonight's episode possible. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see, like, see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like, I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight right to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. I also want to let everybody know, Night Vale Presents and WNYC Studios are reissuing the first season of one of my favorite podcasts of all time, The Orbiting Human Circus of the Air. And it has an episode-by-episode behind-the-scenes commentary for super fans like me, and then a director's cut of the season finale. Amazing, amazing artist. Amazing, amazing team of people that put this together. Surreal, magical show. Like I told, when it first came out, I encouraged everybody to listen. So if you haven't listened yet, wherever you listen to podcasts, search for The Orbiting Human Circus. Not only is it an amazing podcast, it stars people like Mandy Patinkin, Tim Robbins plays a cricket, John Cameron Mitchell. So check it out, The Orbiting Human Circus of the Air in what else called Brackety Things. Just search for it right in your podcast app. You're already listening to this. Subscribe and listen to this reissue, super deluxe version of season one. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is made possible with the help of Carl W., who edited this episode, Chris Sposty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who did the theme music, Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies, Kenny Ackerman, Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. You could commission a song, actually, from Mystery Bard at songjohnjonathanmann.net for any occasions. And I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. That's where you could catch me. And you know where you could catch some kindness from other listeners is a listener Facebook group created by listeners, moderated by listeners, and I want to thank them. Laura and Keith, Sarah and Stacy and Julie and Jennifer. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place. A very good, safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. It could be a neutral place, too. Neutral good. I guess more of a neutral good place. Is that what they call... Is that another term for warm water? Let me get back. Would you say, well, it's warm. It's neutral good. No, I guess that doesn't work. So try to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in temperature, time, schedule, work, whatever it is. I'd like to take your mind off of that. To keep you company, to distract you from whatever's keeping you awake, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, which if you're new, take 2 or 3 or 5 episodes to get used to, but eventually you do, or you move on, but hopefully you do, or you're already feeling neutral, chaotic. I mean, my brain is chaotic. It's not neutral either. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, hearing it, long, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders and distractions, which you've already witnessed. Oh, to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake, to keep you company, and to be here while you drift off into dreamland. Now, a couple things, a couple things, if you're new, that's what I said, a couple things, and I was touching my pinky and my ring finger, trying to remember what the things were and why. If you're new, here's the structure of the show. Starts off with a few minutes of business, and that's what keeps the podcast going. You can find most of that info over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors tomorrow when your hand hits the fridge. But if you're new, you know, that's just the top of the show. Thanks for sticking through that. Then there's an intro, which we've begun. Unlike other intros or opens, this one's about 12 to 14 minutes long. And it's where, you know, I guess it's a weighing of the balances or balance of the ways or something like that, where I say, I could do a brief intro, but then the podcast would be very disorienting. And I always picture archetypal sweet, sweet grandmother, the best grandmother you've ever had, if you've had multiple grandmothers, if you were raised in a village, if you were raised by a village, you'd say, hey, I got my two regular grandmothers and then all the other grandmothers, because it does take a village, as they say. Imagine a village's sweet grandmothers. That would be a delightful place to visit for the day. No offense, grandmothers, but you can only have so many baked goods and cheek pinches and head pats and being wrapped in, maybe you can't, being wrapped in Afghans. It sounds like a good place to visit, too. But where was it? I was trying to explain what the podcast was. Excuse me, sweet, sweet grandmothers. Oh, no, I was trying to explain. See, this is where I get distracted and mixed up. Totally. This part's all written out, by the way. Not really. This is an organic mix-up. But I always picture like a sweet, sweet grandmother tuning into the podcast for the first time, and I don't want her to say, what in the tarnation? I mean, maybe I do, because tarnation's another word we probably should get more use of. Yosemite Sam, whatever. They kind of like that was the last people said. Well, I don't know if I want to use a word that's associated with that giant mustache cowboy who was a total grouch. I think that's who the last person I was aware of that used tarnation on a regular basis. I don't want people to tune in. By trying to not do that, then I have these long intros, which have become shows within a show that the listeners use to prepare for bed. Some people listen when they're in traffic. Some people use it as they're getting their bed ready or journaling or getting comfortable. Part of the wind down routine. And so, you know, I'm still here. You know, I could do the same intro, I guess, every time. But I really believe that there's a variety, like a familiarity and a variety is one of the things that works about this podcast. And I almost forgot all the other things I was talking about, but I was going to introduce the new listeners to my expertise of putting people to sleep, which is my my inability to pronounce words about meandering or whatever those are, synonyms or I think I got an antonym crawling around in my brain. So there's an intro, then there's a story some nights, and tonight it'll be a TV recap. It'll be a new series. It'll probably be in the title of the episode, but just in case you didn't look at the title, we're going to take a break from sci-fi for a little while, but you could call this a little, this does have a touch of sci-fi in it, maybe, is we're going to be covering The Good Place, season one, for the next few weeks. So we'll be talking about that in a way that... will be heavy on the details, like light on the plot, and I don't want to spoil any jokes by explaining them, because the show is very humor-rich, and also the performances in that show are divine. I didn't even mean to pun that, but I guess it is in some sense a pun. Or is it, Michael? I don't know. Where was I? Okay, so we're going to have an intro for about 12 minutes, which I think we're probably already at minute eight or something. Then we'll talk about The Good Place in a really meandering, indirect, dreamy way. In between the intro and the talk about The Good Place, we'll have some business. That's how we keep the show going, too. And then at the end are thank yous and good nights. So all told, I'll be here around an hour. And the reason the show is an hour, to give you plenty of time to fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast to put you to sleep by being here. Yeah, by being your boyfriend, your Borbe, your Borcas, your Borsib, your Barbara, if you're down in San Diego. You know, I'm the meow to your roar. So I guess, or the purr to your roar. I don't know. Is it a meow? No, I guess it's a meow to a roar. Anybody from the SAT listening, that could be a question. You could use that. Meow is to roar. As per is to that would be the answer would be ooh, you know, I don't know, per would be ah, I guess per would be ah. I don't know what the other questions would be. Harumph, achoo. I guess this could be one of the early questions. Or hearty har har. Maybe they should have a like an audio version, because I mean, what the heck with those tests? Why can there be? I don't know. I always forget if I'm an auditory learner or a visual learner or not, you know, neither, but I could have used that. Like I said, okay, let me listen to the question, and then let me view the question, and then let me do some doodling around the question, and then I'll do some daydreaming, and then I'll get back to the podcast intro. So that's it. You don't need to feel any pressure to fall asleep. You also don't need to listen to me. I'm going to try to be mildly engaging, or I guess I actually am mildly engaging. I try to be engaging. And you say, well, you're over engaging in an understimulating way. I guess that maybe that's exactly what I think. That was on my wrapper when I came out of my wrapper. I'm over whatever I said, you know, kind of like a town of idealized grandparents would be. You'd say, well, you're overly delightful. I've got to go. But, you know, I know it's 4:30, but I got to go. You know, a town that smells like cabbage in a pretty good way. But you say, I got to go. I can only eat so many meals. And it's been overly delightful. That's why I have to leave at 4 p.m. That's when I got to get home. You got to work tomorrow. Sorry, grandparents. Nanaville, they could call it. I guess that wouldn't be open. Yeah, let's call it Nanaville. Sorry, pop-ups and pop-ups. And, you know, we let, you know, Nanaville, patriarchy free since whenever. I don't know. Maybe that could be seasoned. You know, The Good Place, I think, has got enough skills. So maybe that could be maybe I could just pitch that. Golden Girls meets The Good Place. It's called Nanaville. Well, what is it? I'm just pitching this to CBS and ABC. It's the same thing as The Good Place, but with the Golden Girls. It's called Nanaville. Good Place meets The Golden Girls. That's what it is. And there's probably, you know, people do chase trends, so that might already be in production. You know, I'm always behind. I'm always like miles behind the people chasing the trends. Like I just thought of this. They say, yeah, we did. They say, you sure you didn't travel from the future to my brain and then say Nanaville? It's like The Good Place, but with the Golden Girls. So what's the difference between the two? Well, not exactly sure. It's in development, actually. So it's a delightful place. Does your channel have smell-o-vision? Let me ask you a question. And we'd like to distill the show with a flavor of butterscotch. Do you have the ability with it? Because I'm only pitching channels that could do that. It could be an option. You know, we could have it. You know, I know we have UHD and we have 4K HDR. And it'll be a butterscotch infused TV show. It's called Nanaville. And yeah, we're working to get Jay Timberlake to do the theme song for it. We got to get the rights from SNL, which will be tough because I guess they're owned by NBC as well. So anyway, actually, believe it or not, I was in a podcast intro that I've been, sorry, I drifted. I spent so much time with those nanas and gotten so comfortable, I drifted right into a daydream. But the whole idea of this podcast, in all honesty, is that I know what it's like out there in the deep, dark night, tossing and turning and not being able to get to sleep or waking up repeatedly because your dog's sitting and one of the dogs your dog's sitting decides to just get on the couch, get off the couch, go look in the kitchen, come back in the room. And then you say, please, like, I wanted you to give you free range of this apartment, but don't abuse that free range by taking your, you know, free range. If you got to go, let me know. But you're pacing. I don't think you're pacing around because you got to go. That's what I always tell the dogs. I'm sitting. If you got to go, let me know. Got it? And they always just stare at me and wag their tail. And I say, okay, that's a good deal. And I think they do understand. So, I mean, this wasn't the case last night. It was, I don't know what it is, night walking or something. I don't know if dogs can daydream walk or whatever they call that, sleepwalk. This was more like, I don't know. I said, okay, kid, what do you keep moving around for? I even got up. I said, let me know. Do you got to go? Nope. Just walking around here, doing some night cardio or something. So anyway, most intros, I was saying that I know what it's like not being able to sleep because I didn't sleep last night that great. So, but I also know the state you can get in when you're thinking and you're like, what in the heck? Why can't I just go to sleep? Or why can't that dog stop moving so I can go to sleep? And it gets frustrating and it doesn't feel like a good place. The goal of this podcast is just at first to win your trust over time and create a neutral place where you say, okay, I don't even have to listen to this podcast. I don't need to fall asleep. It'll be on. It'll be there. And it'll be alternative I could listen to instead of thinking. And maybe over time, it becomes a good place where you say, well, Scoots is like not as funny as Megan A. that does writing for The Good Place. You know, he's mildly entertaining. So, yeah, it's like good. I get into bed. I almost laugh. I feel kind of cozy and I drift off. It's pretty good. It's a good place. But not, you know, not as good as a village filled with nanas where the story is based on just the grandmothers or something. You could send your checks my way about that idea. But anyway, tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place for the first time. It'll be a little bit experimental because the first time I'm doing anything about a new series, we'll see how it goes, but it'll be lulling, soothing, and meandering. And I'll be here for you. If you can't sleep, I'll be here all the way to the end to keep you company. And like I say in every intro, I'm glad you're here. You work very hard, and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And if you could just listen here for a few ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should, too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the good... I'll do some explaining here. I'll try to talk nice and slow, though. We're talking about The Good Place, Season 1, Episodes 1 and 2, I believe, tonight. And the reason I say I believe so is because we've never done a sitcom before or a comedy before. And I think it takes a little bit different pair of gloves, probably a different belt, also suspenders. So this will be a new journey to explore a new type of show. And let me just briefly explain, this will be the pilot episode, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, for us, for Sleep With Me. I don't know if they made a pilot, like if episode 1 for The Good Place was a pilot or not. I guess if it was, it's probably a 2-part pilot, but I'm not sure it seemed like a pilot. But anyway, like I want to just briefly talk about why I chose The Good Place and what to expect, and then we'll roll into the episodes, and we'll see how it goes. But I'll make sure it's nice and lulling and sleepy. But let me just talk about why we selected The Good Place, or why I guess I selected it. Though Sophia, my daughter, did have some input. And there are pretty strict criteria for selecting a show to be featured on Sleep With Me. And one is that I can tolerate watching, I need to watch the episode at least probably 5 times. A Good Place, I've probably watched the episodes more, I think maybe 6, maybe 5 times. And then I'll probably be airing them while I'm talking tonight. So that's number one is that, I can do that week after week, or in the situation of The Good Place, be repeatedly watching 2 episodes and it still has something, where it's not a practice in flagellation or something that, the show is so good or so rich or has, in this case, so many layers of, things happening. That's the number one thing, and that has to be pretty detailed and just something I really enjoy and feel passionately about, so I can talk about it a lot. I guess those are the criteria. I mean, the main thing is you got to be able to watch it a bunch of times. I do, normally I'd prefer the show has had a long run, and The Good Place does have 2 seasons, but that was when we used to just do a series for almost a year. Where it feels like in 2018, we're going to do a mix of things. We did some Who, we'll do The Good Place, we'll do some Star Trek Next Generation, and maybe we'll go back to Doctor Who. So we'll do a little bit different moving around to try to get to all the fandoms, because I know everybody has a different thing. But I'd like you to become a fan of The Good Place if you aren't already, because I really think you'll like it. And I was late to the game. So many people have been suggesting the show and talking about how much they love it. And so many people, like a few of my favorite writers work on the show. Megan, particularly, if you follow her on Twitter, she's hilarious. but a lot of great people on the production side, and then on the performance side, holy mackerel, you got some favorites and some new favorites. So, and then the subject matter. Now, if you haven't started watching Good Places, season one's available on, Netflix, as the time I'm speaking. Also, as the time I'm speaking, I haven't looked up on Hulu, but Hulu has a deal running with Spotify now that's like a really, if you're already a Spotify subscriber, a really great bargain. And also some spring shows are about to launch on Hulu. I've also been watching Legion for pleasure, and that's what got me to sign back up for Hulu. But I think, I'm not sure if Good Place Season 2 is available on there. I haven't started watching Season 2 yet, but otherwise I'll just buy it on Amazon. Okay, sorry, somebody knocked at my door, so you didn't hear that. But so I think since Season 1's on Netflix, and what I'm going to try to do when I talk about this is not to talk too much about the plot, because this is a series you just want to read anything about it, just start watching it and really experience the first season without reading anything about it. Because I got to watch the first season unspoiled, and oh boy, was it a joy. And I watched it with my daughter. I was watching the first season with Sophia and rewatching the first two episodes at the same time. Now, I will say this is probably on the PG-13 side if it was a movie. So there were a few awkward moments, or more than a few. And I'm sure it was, as a co-parent, it's probably going to be nothing, though. I mean, it's on broadcast television, but, I tend to try to avoid all those conversations anyway. So it'll be good. It'll probably trigger some good conversations between us. And then we stumble on the real reason that a Good Place appeals to me is just like Defending Your Life or a different series we've done on this show, The Good Place takes place in the afterlife. And I think that's all you really need to know for now. I'll talk about some other stuff. So let's just get started. And I think I'm going to do two run-throughs. I'm going to run through my notes and see how long that takes. But I think I did two sets of notes for each episode, maybe. At first, like a plot-based notes and then a detail. So it starts, season one, episode one, starts with a pair of eyes, Kristen Bell's eyes, and she's in a waiting room. I don't know what that says. Oh, it says eyes. Everything is fine, it says on the walls. And then Ted Danson, who plays Michael, says, come on in. And then I think, I don't know if I wrote this, who, what, where, when. Maybe this is about plot. And Eleanor says, cool, because Michael says, yeah, you're here, you're in the afterlife. And she goes, how did I pass on? And then we learn more about who Eleanor is. That's her name, Kristen Bell's character. She had bought some Lonely Gal margarita mix. And Ted Danson's really crushing it. He's got a great peacock bow tie and a really interesting demeanor. Also, the phrase, funnily enough, gets used. And there's so many layers of jokes. That's why I'm not going to do a dialogue run through very, really. But she says, who was right? And he says, oh, actually, the person who got the closest about the afterlife was Doug Forsett from Calgary. He was 92% correct. And again, the nice thing about The Good Place is you could watch season one once and then watch it again and have a whole nother experience. I don't know if Doug passed or was born on 10/14/72. And Eleanor goes, is this, and he goes, well, it's a good place. And I think there's a breath, and he goes, you're okay, Eleanor. Then he says, walk purse, no, I'm something. And then there's the show title, The Good Place. And she goes on a little tour. This is a unique planned neighborhood. There's frozen yogurt. Michael at some point says, I don't know what to tell you. Then there's a movie, Welcome to the Afterlife, starring Michael. And he says, geez, good versus bad. How do we know? An exclamation, plus, minus. We have a perfectly accurate measure system. Also, good news, your true soul, we were monitoring your positive and negative actions. Eating a sandwich, plus 0.104. Yeah, I do that in the detail. He says, true soulmate's here. Eleanor looks around like, hey, where's my soulmate at? Which, of course, anyone would want to. He says, welcome to the good place. Yeah, then he puts something, others holding hands. Maybe there's people walking around holding hands. Eleanor's getting a tour with Michael still. She goes, hey, what's up with the bad place? He says, all artists are down there. So that would mean podcasters, I guess. Presidents. Florence Nightingale didn't even make it to the good place. But Michael sort of says, it turns out you're special, Eleanor. And of course, that's what everyone would want to hear. Welcome to your new home. And there's all these mansions, but Eleanor's house is a new home, is a cottage. And inside it's decorated in the Icelandic primitive style with portraits of clowns, which Michael says, you must love those. And Eleanor goes, oh, I do. Then he shows her this video projection thing where she can view her whole life from first person perspective. Then Chidi shows up. He's her soulmate. And she says, cool, bring it in, soulmate. And let's see, what does this say? Senegal, that's where Chidi's from. Worldwide. He's lived across the world, though, doing great stuff. He says, what about you, Eleanor? She's lived in Phoenix, Tempe, and Phoenix. And she goes, your English is perfect. He goes, no, I speak French, but everything gets translated here. Then I read something about fundamental truths about the universe. And she says, you're going to stand by my side. You're my soulmate. You'll stand by my side, right? And I think when Eleanor says, bring it in, soulmate, it's just the most, it cracks me up. And he says, yeah, of course. And she says, good, these aren't my memories. I'm not even supposed to be here. And Chidi either says what or gives a what look. He's walking in now, Anagonye, and he's got a big smile. Holy cow, he's the best. Cool, bring it in, man. He's the best smiler. And William Jackson Harper's the one, the actor, who's just this, like, probably, I don't know if my favorite character, but some of my favorite acting in the show. I guess it's hard to choose, though. But he just has some inherent goodness and even in maybe relatability. Not related to me, though, because he's way better than me. But she says, or he says what? And then there's an act, like an ad break, but if you're watching it, you don't have to wait for that. Then we see a natural frog, ladybugs, orphans. That's Eleanor talking about orphans, clown paintings. She goes, it's all forked here, just like Sleep With Me. You can't use, I used to use really bad words, but I guess maybe even moving forward, I'll use good place words. And she goes, what's up with this fork and thing? And he goes, oh, there's no, people aren't comfortable with cursing here. She goes, that's a bullshit. Maybe he says, who are you really? And she goes, well, what did you do? She goes, I was in sales. There's a flashback to Nasopro, which Eleanor used to sell, which is mostly chalk. And we get to know Eleanor a little bit better. She says, cool, where's my desk? And she's the top salesperson. Then we have Eleanor and Chidi having some yogurt. She goes, maybe it's a test. No way. Maybe the bad place isn't not so bad. That's when we meet Janet, who's like a supercomputer information assistant. And she's played by Darcy Carden, who is, again, another brilliant. She's so good at Janet that you... at least initially, she like shed some humanity, but not forever. And she says, "Janet, how bad's the bad place?" She says, "Pretty bad." They play a brief audio clip from it. She says, "I can't tell you about it. I can only play you a brief audio clip." She says, "Well, it doesn't sound awesome." Halo versus can't be dishonest or enable your professor of ethics and moral philosophy, tummy ache. So she's trying to get Chidi to help her, and it turns out he's a professor of ethics and moral philosophy and also prone to tummy aches. So he says, she's like, are you going to help me or not? Then he says, no, I think I have to tell Mitahani in Jianyu, Moi's house boob. But what does that mean? Moi's teensy house boob. Those are their neighbors, Tahani and Jianyu. And she says, oh, what a sweet little teensy house you have. I think that's what she says to Hani, to Eleanor. And then they have a welcome party. Then I think there's another ad break. Also, if you go on, I forgot to say this at the top. If you go on the Universal Studios Tour Hollywood, you get to see the set of the outside set of The Good Place. Okay, so then at the party, we get to know Eleanor even better. She says, no way. Chidi says, could you just tell me one good thing about yourself so I can feel okay about helping you? And she says, what about something neutral? And she goes, I don't really remember. I wasn't a saint. But are the rest of the people that good? And then we have like a kind of where we see how good the people at the party are. Eleanor's really drinking. Then we get another bow tie from Michael. I put, keep a track of the bow tie, Scoots. And Michael says, this is my first neighborhood. And he says, every single one of you is a good person. And Eleanor also says, why does Tahani have a British accent? No one else does. And then she says, I'm going to take some stuff from the party. And she runs off. Chidi chases her. He's so good at anxiety. Just watching. Let's see. Hello. Oh, then Eleanor comes home drunk, and it's pretty funny. She says, hello, house. I hate. Hello, 1 million clowns. And she says, oh, you could say butthead here. And then she kind of apologizes to Chidi. We get a little bit more of a likable Eleanor moment. I think then she mispronounces his name. He says, Anagonye. Anagonye. I think I'm getting it right. And he says, good night, Eleanor. He helps her. You see how good a person he is because he helps her get ready. And he closes her doors. There's like a giant clown portrait with music. Then we have a sleeping hungover Eleanor. There's thunder and lightning and music, pop music blaring outside, and then giant ladybugs, which seems to be fireworks, and everyone, it's seemingly at first in yellow and black striped outfits running around, and Michael stressed, there's flying shrimp pillow bottles and flowers arguing. Then I put, oh no, they're blue and gold for Michigan, because Eleanor wears a lot of Michigan gear. She says, oh, those are Michigan's colors, blue and gold stripes. And it ends up as an Ariana Grande song. There's also giraffes, because she had called, here's where we see Eleanor's flashback about how she treats, watch that one with my daughter. She says, you just got to watch the show. Then glitter, glider, green fork, meteor fall. I think there's glitter falls, fork me. That's what, Eleanor says. Then Michael says, you see, this place is supposed to run like a Swiss watch. And I mean, no, Chidi says that to her, and he goes, you're like a hammer on the gears. Somebody says, not everything's perfect, in many ways to know what owns me. And he says to her simply, which is kind of this is an archetypal moment, but it also helps us explore Eleanor. He goes, you know what, Eleanor, you don't belong here. And Eleanor kind of makes the point of the first season to make us root for her. She says, you know what, this system stinks then. I was a medium person. you know, it wasn't all good or all bad. I was medium. And there should be, a, you know, it shouldn't be all or nothing. And she says, come on, you could teach me how to be good. Not to be an asshole. Erythral grumping by big meeting. Oh, ethical something, he says. He's in an ethical conundrum. Then Michael says there's a big meeting, and she says, my soul is in your hand, soulmates. And then he says, oh, I got a stomachache. And that's when that episode ends, I think. Then we have the flashback where you see all the act break. Welcome to the Good Place, Act 1. Tour and video welcome. And then the tour and talk of the bad place. Then we see all the good people where Michael says, you are good. I think maybe that was during the orientation, then her house and her soulmate, and then I don't belong here. And then test, are you good? How good? And it's a party. She runs off. Chidi wants to help. You do not belong. You're ruining it all. Disaster. This is your fault. And then finally, Swiss watch. Will you help me or are you going to tell on me? Help me stay? This is an unfair system. So that was the recap. This is a recap again. What does this say? This is a little more complicated. What does this say? CK. Who would CK be? Is it CK or Chidi? A dilemma. Michael, one flaw. Tahani, everything's back to normal. Or let's say back at the party, maybe. Well, the big meeting. Chapter 2. Chidi and Eleanor, are you going to make me good? Well, he says, should I? You're actually a selfish person. And Eleanor's like, yeah, maybe. Then we go to orientation day 2, where you could either fly or clean up, I guess. And it's Eleanor's like, great, I love to fly. And then he says, come on, you got to prove you're good. He's like, oh, this is awesome. Then Michael confides in Tahani and Jianyu that he messed up something and he's a little worried. And then we see kind of Tahani. Jianyu's a monk and he doesn't speak. He's silent. So we see her frustration that she can't talk to her what do they call it? Soulmate. Eleanor's talking about how fun it is to pick up trash. Then we see like some loopholes in Eleanor's previous ethical dilemmas. Michael's eating frozen yogurt, saying this one has no flavor. That's all I deserve. He goes, "This is my first neighborhood." He goes, "There can't be any glitches." Then we see Eleanor is cleaning up the trash, but she hides it because she wants to go flying, which causes a trash storm. She tells Chidi the truth. Maybe on your own, trash joke dudes. Michael's kind of falling apart, but Jianyu touches his heart and he goes, oh wait, the strength I need is inside me, which is a nice moment. But then we see Tahani's jealousness. Eleanor regrets, lies to Balthazar out, clean up, feel bad, remorse. And Chidi says, you know what, I will help. Busted by Janet starting now. And then Eleanor, Michael, you are special. Perfect cup. And then Chidi and Eleanor, he moves in to help. He's like, this is going to be fun. And she never knew where he's from because she never listens. And then she goes, Senegal, that's a gift. And then the episode closes with a note that slips under Eleanor's door that says, you do not belong. Okay, so let's go back to episode 1's details now. The first note I have says chive mush, plaid shirt. I don't know what chive mush means, but Eleanor must have chime music. I bet that's what it is. Eleanor has a plaid shirt. In the waiting room, there's two sets of flowers, a couch, a smile breath, whatever that is, dancing fountains, a sand painting. Red, blue, and navy sand painting with the levels. Michael comes out. He's got a peacock bow tie and a polka dot white and blue pocket squares. I think that's what those things are. His office, again, I don't go to any websites for this, so it's only based on pausing in time. But in some place, there's like a plant, a fern, there's some books on a table somewhere, and a lamp between two things. I drew a picture of it. There's two ship bowl. There's also giant pawn-like objects on Michael's desk, which may, like, but they're different sizes and everything. There's pens, flannel. I'm not sure what the flannel's for. Behind him, horsed yellow painting, question mark. There's also chins. I don't know. There's no chins, but so I don't know what that means. There's also a vase. What looks to be a brass lamp. A big book is open. I don't know if it's the big book. Michael's shirt has black buttons on it. He has a traditional desk set with a blotter, whatever the heck that thing is called. Like that you in the 1950s to 1980s, you'd give someone as a gift if they got a job. There's flowers below Doug for set. There's at 3 minutes and 6 seconds, so there is a wide shot that I probably could have used better. Yeah, there's a palm in one corner, a dragonfly hourglass, or just a dragonfly in an hourglass. Not a dragonfly in an hourglass, and an hourglass. There's also a white candle thing. There's a lot of tea sets in this show. There's a tea set below Doug, and it's modern and light blue. L-I-T, by the way, L-I-T-E blue. There's what looks like a Trojan horse also. And again, I'm not trying to, like, it does look like that, though. To the right of Doug, there's a, this I took, like, three or four things. This is probably the sweetest I would crush to give Michael's office, because the right of Doug is, like, a set of, like, windows or French doors that was made into a greenhouse, a small greenhouse, and there's orchids in there. Infiltrated Light or Infinite Light, your anticipated needs. Oh, these are the names of stores. Infinite Light, your anticipated needs. This is in town. And again, go on a tour. The Small Adorable Annual Depot or something. Small Adorable Animal Depot. That would make sense. Everything Fits, exclamation point. Yogurt Acres, GPBY with a smiley face. Your good place is best yogurt. Yogurt Horizons. These are all the different stores. Let's all eat yogurts. In the first video orientation, Michael's wearing like a teal crushed velvet suit. I said, is that crushed velvet? Looked great and looked like it felt great. And this was when I was keeping tie count. I said, is this tie number two and pocket square number two? Here's some scores. If you eat a sandwich, you're plus 1.04. If you plant bow tree, plus 5.67. A tasty MG. Buy a trashy magazine, that's negative 0.75. A hug a sad friend, plus 0.378. I got a lot of these. Something, snore or something. No, it's got to be something big because it's plus 593.76. Save something. Politely tolerate strange New York cocktail point, 5.0. Strange New York, I don't know. Cocktail pet. If you pet a lab, fix a tricycle. These are all positives. Lifetime of cheering for Cleveland Browns. A sister's girl birthday. Maintain composure in line at a water park in the summer or something. That's positive. Step carefully over a flower bed. Clean. Something, clean under something. That was plus 999.276. Clean water, oh, clean all the water in the world, yeah. Here's some non-positives. A stiff waitress, mess with flipper. That was negative 77.28. Free book, verve, 5.5. Terrible spelling and handwriting, negative billion. Use the term bro code, that's negative 8.20. Polka Rive, which I don't know what that means. Commissioner of the NFL, it's not rock, it's rev motorcycle, take copper. Oh, tell someone to smile, like, hey, why don't you smile more? That one's a negative. Ruin opera with boorish behavior. So it's like a lot of good stuff. Time is not flowers. Can't really tell. Could be flowers. I don't know what that means. Eleanor Michael. Flowers grow botanical. Oh, they're in a good botanical garden where flowers are growing as they walk by. There's a purple flower tree. It's really nice. Back to Taiwan in present. A break for time. I don't know. Then we see Eleanor's house, which is blue and yellow. It has a red gate. It has lots of roses in front. Again, the interior is Icelandic primitive style. And we'll, you know, we'll always be catching up on the clowns. I put Barrett clown. That can't be correct, though. But it had three bow ties, a blue one in good consecutive sizes, blue, green, and red. And what does Barrett clown mean? Bonnet clown? No, that looks like an A. It has big curly yellow and red hair and a checkered vest. And I don't know who's doing the costuming and the wardrobe on this, but they give him 10 cheers. Because Cheaty rolls in smoother than butter and got a striped shirt, real cool pants, and his giant smile. There's a teapot in Eleanor's kitchen. She has I put breakfast barf, but I think a breakfast bar. Is this a really big moment when Cheaty puts his hand over his heart and promises, or is it a manipulative moment? I also wondered what if this is an LA area botanical garden that they're shooting in. Also, Eleanor's screen is a curved screen. I said they have curved screens in The Good Place. Forked up, no cursing. Old job, Nasopro. Eleanor's wearing a turquoise moon and cactus necklace when she had her old job. I guess because she lives in Arizona. Here's another place, yogurt, yogurt, and yogurt with a Y-O-G-U-T or something. Janet is an information assistant. She's so purple. And then I says, pay attention if she's always dressed the same. Frog jumps into a fountain. We're talking about that. Profers of a professor of ethics and moral philosophy who has stomach aches. Next door neighbor, Tahani says, sweet Antinsi, Gianyu, Tahani. And Michael has the peacock and polka dotted square tie. I said, at the party, are they in the foyer? 1425 is a funny flashback. Then there's a funny joke. I mean, there's just so many funny jokes. But Eleanor says, how good are these people? Let's find out. And they find out. It's really good. Janet game, Janet gone. New tie Michael has, a periwinkle with red and blue, possibly. Oh, red and blue shapes, and a very nice pocket thing. The shrimp they had, though, that Eleanor was eating were super fake. Cartoon giraffe. Oh, that's what she says to honey, looks like. And then, yeah, it's just funny when she comes home and she says, hello, house. Hello, 1 million clowns. Oh, notice a couple of wicker balls as decorative things. When did that, seen that in other places, too. How do you do that without playing with it? I put wheel. And it's just written by itself, so it may be a decorative thing. Maybe it's a thing of, oh, yeah, above her bed. It's more, oh, yeah, wheel, but more big gear sculpture above her bed. Couch. Oh, her bed has couch-like pillows instead of bed pillows. I said, what in the kind of good place is this? Anagonye. Next day, Ariana Grande is playing Giant Ladybugs. Forks, fireworks, question mark, or smoke colors? Confetti or shrinkage, something. Nasopro, roll around giant bottles of Nasopro. Flowers arguing. Giraffes, Michigan stripes, blue and yellow. Oh, I saw a new clown. This was like a Hamilton George Washington clown. And again, I go back to this, when Eleanor says, this system sucks. I was a medium person. Chidi sitting in a white leather circle chair that looks like a strange speaker. He has a belt. What does that mean? He has to gourd. He has a belt. And she says, let me be your ethical guinea pig, soulmate. And there's thunder. Emergent nectar hood meeting. Oh, neighborhood meeting. What's it going to be, soulmate? And he says, oh, stomachache. Then the episode, Chidi's internal debate. I don't know what the decorative thing and around Janet's shirt neck thing is. 100% incognito clothes. Meeting. Michael has a bow tie in pocket square in the Michigan stripe color, so it's hard to see his pocket square, but he does have it. Tahani's the first person to go back to normal, and she's kind of resplendent in all circumstances. In chapter 2:02:50, there's a view. Oh, I saw this clown sculpture I'd never seen before. It's in some sort of lucite box, and it's like a deconstructed clown. It has the hair and the bald cap, the bow tie, and then the puffy things, and that's it. So it's kind of like a sculpture. It's something you don't want to miss. Kant, Metaphysics and Morals, one of the books Chidi has. He says it's a book on how to act good. Oh, he has a chalkboard ready. Here's some of the things on the chalkboard. On the left side says, question. Do I have a moral imperative to help? Is there potential for greater harm to the community? Possibility, is this a test for me or for others? Fears. Can morality even be taught? Aristotle, Kant, Parfait, I think was the other person. Utilitarian. Simply too flawed. Selfish. Then a to-do list kind of under it, maybe. Reed Locke, Contract Theory, Singer, Heidegger, Aristotle's Ethics. Then what does this say? Flashback Eleanor, the first flashback at the bar, they're snowboarding on the TV in a fish tank. Then orientation day 2, the town is a mess, it's flying time. There's even hula hoops and a yellow umbrella. Michael's tie is a nice pastel floral print, tiny flowers. Pocket square, I didn't see yet, question mark. Maltrays. I don't know what that says. Janet launches the flyers. Tinker Bala is one of the flyers. You'll know who she is and what that means. Or Tinkerbell, Tahani says she's been to Johnny Depp's private bird sanctuary, a draper like from a gift, lots of multicolor. What does that say? Draper, paper, oh, like a lot of paper strewn about, like you would pack a fancy gift in. But not like tissue paper, like if you cut paper and crimped it, like pom-pom material. Yeah, then I put it. Then we meet another couple, Gunnar and Antonio. At first, I just heard Gunnar's name, but they almost sound like cartoon characters. They're very enthusiastic. There's also giant cheerleading horns, or whatever you used to say, yay, yay, cheer for my team, to amplify your voice. Those big round things, like a cone. The next trip to the bar, there's poker on the TV. Then the flyers, there's like rainbows of smoke when they're flying, just regular rainbows. See another story, the suggestion of yogurt. Then we see Michael's pocket square. It's purple lavender, like a bard mom, boardroom, like a board something. We see Yogurt Acres. We meet Teacup the dog. Eleanor's cleaning up trash. There's ball pit balls everywhere, too, like they came out of a ball pit. Eleanor is trying to hurry up so she can fly. Gunner and Antonio are in the background. They just finished flying, I think, and they're so happy. Then the trash storm comes. Chidi's with Eleanor. His eyes go wide. And trash storm, Gunner and Antonio, dream come true. Then we're in Tahani's living room, or Tahani and Jianyu's living room. There's lots of flowers, some trees outside with white Christmas lights at the windows. A few different tea sets, including one in use. Some big urns. They have that comfortable velvet stuff, like their chairs and their pillows are made out of. Like, you've been to houses like that, and it feels good to sit in it. You just don't know if you could sit in it all the time. It's kind of furniture you want to pet, or, you know, if people didn't sit on it with their butts, I'd probably rub my face on it. Let's see, hair, has pair, peel, carter, a gold brass, she had a pearl thing, necklace, around her neck, and she's drinking from a kind of gold or brass and glass, tea cup, bar trip three, there's football on TV, and Eleanor gets, she's not welcome back to Thursday night drinks. Eleanor wakes up, a decision is made. She's in a pastel part of town. Chidi rolls in. He's all Mr. Rogers. He's got this mustard sweater on, just like Mr. Rogers style. He is like somebody. We see Antonio and Gunner. Janet's throwing trash. Eleanor's having Janet help her throw trash in their house. Then it's like the next day, Eleanor's like, hey, Michael, you've invented the perfect to-go cups. She has two cups, presumably one for Chidi. Yeah, we see another store, Elements of Happiness. Michael says, no more flying for 1,000 years. On the way to leverage. What does that say? It's a quote. It says, on the way to leverages. I don't know what that says, but it's actually, I'm like pretty much even with the show. So it's going to catch up. I'm seeing Chidi and the mustard sweater right now. Oh, these are books that Chidi has, The Concept of Time. And then this is when he goes, we're going to have so much fun teaching you. There's going to be assignments and quizzes. Then the note comes. He leaves, the note comes. Also, there's a strange blue vase by the door. It's got two round things blue, and then a white top. And there's a small cubist clown above that. What is it? Oh, then the note to end the episode says, you don't belong here, which again is kind of, we could presume, everyone's fear, but especially Eleanor's fear. And the episode comes to a close, and I highly suggest watching those episodes. Checking them out. I think they're on demand as well. Oh, here's Michael in a different, I didn't notice this. He's in a blue suit. He's got a plaid tie. This is when they're talking about the to-go cups and matching pocket square with like a blue navy border and then some sort of lighter blue design in the middle. And he's got a dark navy suit with a pinstripe, like a turquoise pinstripe, and then a kind of blue, striped blue Oxford-type shirt on. And without the audio, Ted Danson is just really, I wonder if he's having fun. I would presume he is. Looks like it. And again, one more time, do the Universal Tour. Check out the, you can even see their parking spaces too, which is a great. And that's it. I'll see you soon. All right. Thanks and good nights. I want to thank all our recent patrons, Maggie, Lucy, and Alyssa. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Gil, Carrie, and Kelsey. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Nancy, Amy, and Michaela. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Glenn, Patrick, and Mary. Thanks, and good night. Lena, Margaret, and Laura. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Chris, Molly, and Jill. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jamel, Katie, and Izzycold. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kevin, M, and Sherilyn. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. HL, Adrian, and Amy. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Julie, Anne, and Mary. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kim, Becky, and Diana. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Julianne, Jolene, and Tenacious, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sophie, Peter, and Rebecca, thank you, thanks, and good night. Victor, Craig, and Peggy, thank you, thanks, and good night. Abigail, Fenton, and Samuel, thanks, and good night. And Kate, thank you, thanks, and good night. And then over on Venmo, I want to thank Melissa H. to the J, Jane, and Lexi, thank you, thanks, and good night. Annabella, is Sarah, and Joelle, thank you, thanks, and good night. And over on PayPal, I want to thank Laura Ann, Allison, thank you, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Sarah C.A., Johnny V., Emily, thank you, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Eric. I want to thank Gordon and Debbie. Thank you, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Yvonne and Claudia. Thank you, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Tiffany and Kathleen. Thank you, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Matthew and Robert. Thanks, and good night. I want to thank Bruce and Anna. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jennifer and Hiking, which is magical. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jill, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for believing in art and value for value. Thanks, and good night. And Sleep With Me is proud to be a part of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all of the great shows over at nightvalepresents.com. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you still listen on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a posty special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense. That's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020. Four, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. Weird, the All Night episode, I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky PI, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone. They don't have the sponsor stuff. They don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end. But they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out. Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out. February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on. I don't know. Maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with 2 new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? I guess in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too, in summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.